1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to WDCE-FM. We are broadcasting live from the University of Richmond. I'm Kristen Korb, and this is the Cool Jazz Set. Now, here is your host, Paul Pierce.
Thanks, Kristen. Kristen Korb, one of my favorite people. She's an absolutely exceptional talent. Bassist, vocalist, composer, lyricist, and band leader. And great teacher, by the way, too. And we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Well, welcome, folks. This is a nice evening to be listening to some great jazz, and we are featuring our artist of tonight is going to be Miss Kristen Korb. She's something else. And I'm going to play something from her very first recording. And it was called Introducing Kristen Korb with the Ray Brown Trio, which included Benny Green on piano. Does it get any better than that? I think you'll like this. This is a great tune. It's called Peel Me a Grape, Miss Kristen Korb.
Entertain me, champagne me, show.
pretty with the pins. Just hang around and pick up the tail. Never outthink me, just make me fold of it. Agreeable chap, love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler, skip when I snap, when I say do it, jump to it. Send out for scotch and call me a cab. Cut me a rose, make a tea with the petals. Just hang around and pick up the tail. Never peel me a grape.
Barry Elms Quintet with their new release on Cornerstone Records entitled Dog's Breakfast. But we heard a nice tune there written by Gerald Wiggins entitled Sonar. And Barry Elms Quintet features marvelous tenor player Mike Murley, guitarist Lauren Lufsky, bassist Steve Wallace, and on trumpet flugelhorn Brian O'Kane, and of course the leader and drummer Barry Elms. A nice recording. Check out some of the other recordings there on CornerstoneRecordsInc.com. Nice, nice group. Okay, up next, we're going to hear from a fine young pianist, Mr. Andy Ezrin. And this is a tune I'm sure you've heard, Autumn in New York.
Thank you.
and Andy Ezrin and his trio, Autumn in New York. Let's see. Our featured artist tonight, as you know, is Miss Kristen Korb. By the way, she has a nice website too, kristencorb.com, and she spells it KristinKorb, kristencorb.com. Lots of great recordings. And this is one of them you're going to hear right now. This is a nice trio that she recorded with Kristen on bass and vocals, and on piano, Magnus North, and on drum, Snor Kirk. And this is "You're Just Too Marvelous for Words," Miss Kristen Korb.
You're just too marvelous for words, like glorious and glamorous, and that'll stand by amorous. It's all too wonderful, I never find the words to say enough or tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and also very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing the love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous.
Thank you.
Steve Davis and his quintet from a brand new album just recorded this past January entitled Think Ahead. And that was, of course, Love Walked In, George and Ira Gershwin. Steve Davis on trombone, and great piano player on that too, Larry Willis. And let's see, tenor sax Jimmy Green, and on alto Steve Wilson, Peter Washington, the wonderful bass player, and Lewis Nash, drummer, who was just here in Richmond, by the way. Nice recording. Well, our featured artist, as you know, is Miss Kristen Korb, and this is another recording that she did just a few years ago called In the Meantime, and she's got a nice group backing her on this as well. Lou Matthews on piano, Steve Barnes on drums, Nick Mancini on vibes, Bob Shepard, the tenor player, and Steve Barnes on drums. And this is You Fascinate Me So.
Feeling that beneath that little halo on your noble head, there lies a thought or two the devil might be interested to know. You're like the finish of a novel that I finally have to take to bed. You fascinate me so. For Columbus, when I'm near enough to contemplate the sweet geography descending from your eyebrow to your toe, the possibilities are more than I can possibly enumerate. That's why you fascinate me so. My inability to concentrate. I think I'm dealing with a powder keg that's just about to blow. Will the end result deflate me, or will you annihilate me? You fascinate me so. Thank you. motivated by inability to concentrate. I think I'm dealing with a powder keg that's just about to blow. Will the end result deflate me, or will you annihilate me?
Nice vinyl recording by the great Quincy Jones Orchestra back in 1961. And the two trumpets featured on that were Thad Jones and Freddie Hubbard. The name of the tune, Hard Sock Dance, the great Quincy Jones Orchestra. Up next, one of my favorite piano players. This is Steve Kuhn in a nice duo with great bassist Harvey S. He goes by the name Harvey S. And this is Yesterday's Gardenias.
Thank you. If I should lose you, the stars would fall from the sky. If I should lose you, the leaves would wither and die. The birds in May would sing a mournful refrain. And I would wander around hating the sound of rain. With you beside me, a rose could bloom in the snow. With you to guide me, no winds of winter would blow. I gave you my love, and now I'm living a dream. But living would seem in vain if I lost you.
Hi, I'm Edgar Meyer, the one person that I credit more than any other with helping me realize my own ambitions is my father, who was a high school music teacher. Over the past 20 years of my own performing in public, I cannot count the number of people from my hometown, Oak Ridge, who have come up to me just because they wanted to let me know the impact that my father had on their life.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project.
And Edgar Meyer, one of my favorite bass players. What a timely message. Music education so important in our schools and taking place right here at the wonderful University of Richmond, which is a marvelous music department. We just heard a nice recording by vocalist and pianist Dina DeRose with a nice trio, and that's from her album I Can See Clearly Now. And it was a nice arrangement she did of If I Should Lose You, Dwayne Bruno, the bassist Matt Wilson, on drums. Okay, we'll finish out this first hour with Jerry Mulligan's sextet. This was done several years ago, obviously, and I think you'll enjoy it, though. Bill Crow is the bassist on this, and he happens to be a friend, and he's still performing up in New York. So here's the Jerry Mulligan sextet, Mainstream.
Thank you. Thank you.